so Jack is long and lean. The devil in his soul and his eyes are green. He'll get your woman if he can. They love the Tennessee banjo band. Play that banjo, make it ring. See old Hacksaw picking on the string. The girls get to crying and they clap their hands. They love the Tennessee banjo man. Well, he picks all night and sleeps all day. Wild as a bug, he was made that way. There's a musical magic in his hands. They love the Tennessee banjo man. Play that banjo, make it ring. See old Hacksaw picking on the string. The girls get to crying and they clap their hands. They love the Tennessee banjo man. All comes to town. They all gather round and they clap their hands. They love the Tennessee banjo man. Play that banjo, make it ring. See all hats all picking on the string. The girls get to crying and they clap their hands. They love the Tennessee banjo man. Get it, banjo.
We love a Miami Valley banjo man, and we've got one in our very special guest and longtime WISO Bluegrass host. He's Doyle Wright, and you've been a host on Down on Bluegrass as well as Rise When the Rooster Crows for
That's correct.
Almost 3 years.
Yes, this end of June will be 3 years I've been here at WISO, and it's really flown by, but it's been a great ride, and I've enjoyed every moment of it.
I feel that I've been hearing you there in that time slot for a little longer than that. It's sort of like, yeah, Doyle Wright, he's my go-to Saturday guy. Now, I was reading here, I put a little list of questions together just to know a little bit more about you. You've listened to bluegrass on a Saturday night since you were
I grew up in Fairborn, Ohio, went to Fairborn High School and graduated from there. So every Saturday night, there was no other place in the Miami Valley to get bluegrass but right here at WISO. So I grew up listening to all the different hosts throughout the many years that WISO has had bluegrass. And we've had bluegrass on the radio since 1972.
Wow.
Right here at WISO, starting with Rise When the Rooster Crows.
So it must feel surreal to you.
You know what's great is when I'm on Saturday nights and I can actually, at the end of the night, I'm looking forward to Tom Duffy coming in, because Tom is just not a great host, but he is a longtime friend to WISO.
Yeah.
He and his two brothers actually brought bluegrass to WISO in 1972, the Duffy brothers. And one of his other brothers fills in for him occasionally as well. So it's always a great time on Saturday nights to see Tom come in, and I can spend some time with him. And now I can call him my friend. And all those years I used to listen to him, didn't know him, but now I know him rather well, and what a great guy. And a wealth of information when it comes to the history of old-time music and bluegrass and country, and just really does an awesome job for the Midnight Ramble, which is on after we are Saturday nights.
Yeah, it's an amazing tradition, and I think about that a lot, being a part here and being on this microphone. That it's we're just a part of this continuum that's been keeping music coming,
Absolutely.
Radiating out of Yellow Springs for many, many years now.
Absolutely, and Saturday nights. I'm not sure what the show was called when I was listening to it as a kid. for the last many years, and Joe Colvin cornered the name for Down Home Bluegrass because it kind of fits what we do. It's, you know, it's down home. We go all the way back into, depending on who the host is, my era, I may not go any farther than in the 50s and pick up some Bill Monroe and the Osborne Brothers and bands like that. But I don't usually go too much further back than that because I think it kind of treads into what Tom does on Midnight Ramble, so I leave that for him to cover and take care of. But it really is down home bluegrass. A lot of the roots of this whole area in the Miami Valley come from the South. People have traveled from Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky, and they moved here for jobs many years ago, and they made this their home.
A couple of reasons for that. One is that the river system through people, like, you know, traveling the river, it was back when that was a good way to do it. Certainly that, but there's something about this whole alley from Cincinnati all the way up to Dayton and beyond. There's a richness of not just bluegrass and folk music. We've got also, you know, soul music and R&B and all that business with King
Absolutely.
Records. And there's something about this, much as like New Orleans, which, of course, again, on the river, there's what, where people come together, you get little enclaves of music. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
WISO's been a part of that, not just to,
That's what I think makes WISO a great station, because we cater to every genre of music. If you listen, we try to throughout the whole week cover every area so that every listener in the Miami Valley can have a little taste of whatever it is that they happen to like. You know, we cover bluegrass on Saturday nights. Rev Cool's in on Friday nights and plays, you know, his style of music.
Yeah.
Then we have some funk during the week. We have
some
blues. We have it all going on.
A lot of local music happening here.
During the day,
jazz.
You cover all the genres,
yeah,
you know.
I
so,
do.
You know, your show covers a wide variety, so everybody gets a little taste of that. And that's really what WYSO is about. Plus, we cover, you know, world news, we cover local news. We have some talk that's going on. We have special programming that we bring in. Where else can you get everything that you're getting here?
There's no doubt about it. I got another tune here that you've asked me to cue up, but I wanted to mention we had Cindy Funk in our Celtic host, and I was commenting that when bands from Ireland tour this country, for the most part, they make it a point to come through Dayton, period, end of story, because there's such a Celtic music fan base here, and I asked her what she attributed that to. Why is this area such a big support? She said, why so? Because WISO has had Celtic programming through the years, so we're able to sustain people that love Celtic music. And I thought, wow, that's amazing.
A lot of people don't realize this, but in 1966, I believe was the year, Tom Duffy, I've had several conversations with him about this, but I read an article, the very first bluegrass show ever played on a college campus was right here at Antioch University in 1966. It started right here. And a lot of people don't realize it, but that's how deep-rooted that bluegrass is in this area. It had never been played on a college campus or university prior to the Osborne Brothers arriving right here at WYSO.
Getting chills.
So
that's,
I mean,
really, that's something
that goes back, and that tells you how much influence this area has in bluegrass. And a lot of folks travel this area, and if you get out and play the bluegrass festivals or you go to them, you'll see that people come to this area. And if you talk to the artist, they'll tell you, I come here because there's such a great need for it, and the people appreciate it and want it so much. I can come here every week and play, and I get large crowds because the area is just full of people wanting that type of music, and they're bringing it here. So there's a great need for it, as well as a great listener base in this area for it.
And kind of a beautiful symbiotic relationship with listener and WISO and music and traveling musician. It's a beautiful thing. I've got some more things to talk to you about performing live bluegrass. But first, we've got one queued up here from Third Time Out.
Let's talk about that. The first one we played there is actually Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And Doyle Lawson's been extremely influential in bluegrass throughout the years. And that was actually the title off that song was Tennessee Banjo Man. Mm. And Jim Mills was the banjo player. Jim Mills played for many years after he left Doyle Lawson with the Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, very, very well-known name. And he's now since left them, and he's kind of freelancing and doing some teaching and playing with different artists fill-in. Currently, he's filling in for J.D. Crowe. J.D. Crowe in the New South, who's a big name in bluegrass.
Big shoes, yeah.
J.D. Crowe fell off of his tour bus here in Ohio a few months back and broke his arm. had to have surgery, so he's unable to play the banjo. So Jim Mills is actually filling in with his band.
J.D. singing, though?
The New South. J.D. sometimes goes with him, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, all right.
I think it depends on how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
But he's filling in doing the banjo work for J.D. Crow until he's able to play later in the summer. So
what an honor.
He's the banjo player on that, but that just wanted to mention what that song is. The next one we have queued up is probably my all-time favorite bluegrass artist ever, and he comes all the way from down in the Lone Star State of Texas. His name is Russell Moore. And Russell
Moore,
complete
cutie pie, I might add.
He's
piercing blue eyes on that fellow.
He's attractive fellow. Not that I'm judging
no,
men by
heavens,
any means.
No.
But he started with Doyle Lawson. This is only the third band he's been with, hence the name Third Time Out.
Oh, Third Time. Well, so, thank you. Years now I've been hearing that.
He was with another band some years before that. Doyle Lawson actually come across him, saw him someplace, offered him a job as his lead singer and guitar player, and brought him on the band. He played with Doyle Lawson for about 5 or 6 years. Maybe up to 7 years, and then he left and formed Third Time Out with another member from Doyle Lawson's band.
I notice here that this song is 3 minutes and 40 seconds, which I'm going to call it notably long for a bluegrass song.
It is long. Typically 2.5 minutes is about a bluegrass song, but this song I think really shines when it comes to vocals. Russell Moore is one of the best tenor singers there is in bluegrass, and this song is called One Kiss Away from Loneliness. And I get a lot of requests for this. That's the only CD that it's on, and it's actually a compilation CD, which has other songs on there that they've had out in years past. But that is a new version, new cut that's on that CD, and I've played it several times. And my mother-in-law's in the hospital right now. If she was listening, this is her favorite song that she ever heard him sing. And she's a huge Russell Moore fan, so I hope they enjoy this.
I'm just one kiss away from loneliness. I'm walking you home for the last time. I won't be back. is my last request. Try to hold no regrets. I'm just one kiss away from loneliness.
Music from Third Time Out, courtesy of our very special guest this afternoon, Bluegrass host, WYSO, Bluegrass host, that is, Mr. Doyle Wright. Doyle, thanks again for coming by today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I've enjoyed just coming in to hang out with you for a little while.
Well,
Mickey,
we rarely get to see each other. It's kind of a rare thing. And by the way, whenever you come in here in the day, you always look mwah. Oh, my heavens. Man in a uniform. It's we'll give everybody a little hint that you actually work at, you're a police officer, captain no less, at a local law enforement agency.
That's correct. That's
here
correct.
In the Miami Valley. So you're taking off a little time.
Yep, I took a little time off from work to run by here and spend a few minutes with you, and then I'll go back to work and finish up my day.
Now, you know, and it's funny because I've given the hosts who've come by a little questionnaire just for something. You know, hey, when did you start? Do you remember the show you first heard on YSO? And just for fun, as a child, what did you want to be? And you wrote,
I want to be a police officer.
And a bluegrass star.
And a bluegrass star. I was torn. I didn't know which one I probably have the most success at, but I think I found that.
I think you have. Not only are you, you know, a star of bluegrass here on the YSO airwaves as being a person whose honor it is to send that out to the Miami Valley, you're also a great singer and a picker in your own right.
Oh, I appreciate that. I do have a little bit of a following, and I enjoy the entertainment side of bluegrass. And I've used that to my advantage, but it's been a good time. And I do play in a local band, Rock Island Plow Company. We play all over the Miami Valley. We've played the Clifton Opera House and different places
in
this area.
And you're going to be playing there in October again?
Yeah, we're going to be playing the Clifton Opera House again in October. That's a great venue to play.
It is.
We're playing the Ohio State Fair this year. The band's moving on. We have a brand new CD out that we just got in our hands a couple weeks ago. And I played a couple cuts off of that here on the radio on Saturday nights as well.
Okay. You need to make sure I get one of those.
Oh, it's on the shelf.
Oh, is it there? Well, yeah. See, we got it. You got to mark it. It's not marked. Doesn't stand out. Doesn't
I don't want to use it for self production here. That's for sure. You know, we'll just leave it in the background, and if somebody decides to play it, that's fine. If not, that's fine too.
Dig that up. Doyle Wright, bluegrass host here on 91.3 WYSO. Been listening. I think it's so beautiful and lovely. You listen as a child, and that all comes around. Those sort of circles completed are always so satisfying.
Well, my family's from the eastern part of Kentucky, which is rich in bluegrass music. And, over in the part where my family grew up, Route 23 runs through that area, and anybody who's traveled that on the Kentucky side, mm-hmm. after they cross over around Ashland, you'll know that part of it's called the Judd Highway, and part of it's Ricky Skaggs Highway, Loretta Lynn Highway, Crystal Gale Highway. So it's named after all the folks that have grown up in that area and have moved on to become either stars in their own genre or you know, make their mark in music. And so that's been where the area that I've spent a good deal of my childhood traveling back and forth over in the eastern part of Kentucky. So I went to bluegrass festivals often with my dad and mom and the family. We would travel to bluegrass festivals all through the summer from here down south all the way over to Indiana, all over Ohio. And I still enjoy going to festivals. I don't get out as often as I'd like to because I have kids and and a family and what have you, and I'm pretty busy, but I go as often as I can. The band helps me now to get to some of those festivals, so that's a good thing.
It's like a reason to go.
Yeah, like, I get to go instead of sitting in the audience. I get to hang out backstage, so I like that even better. So it's a lot more fun.
We're talking with Doyle Wright now, just about 3 years hosting the Bluegrass Show, but been with the Bluegrass Shows on YSO in spirit since he was a young boy. We got another one queued up here. I'm so sorry.
This also is one of my most favorite soulful. I think he's an awful soulful, just a great soulful bluegrass singer. I've been in the bluegrass business since 1966, and actually Dr. Ralph Stanley found him and had him for a little while playing when the Stanley brothers were still together before Carter Stanley passed away in 1966. When Carter Stanley passed away, Ralph was unsure what he was going to do with his band and where he was headed. So he was trying to regroup and decide what he was going to do, if he was going to continue on in music or if he was going to do something else. And when he decided that he was going to continue in music, Larry Sparks was the guy that he went to and was the very first guy he hired after Carter Stanley passed away. Larry Sparks is deep-rooted right here in Ohio. He grew up in Lebanon, Ohio. Was a young kid, age 17, when Ralph Stanley found him for the very first time, and he played for a little while with him. And at age 18, went on the road full-time with Ralph Stanley as his very first lead singer. And he stayed for about three or four years with Dr. Ralph. And then,
mention what you would learn there. It's like being your first experience,
yeah,
and then you're steeped in it.
You know, when you to get a first job and to get it with someone as powerful and great in the music as Ralph Stanley, your head has to be about six times bigger than it normally would be. Mine would, at least. I would just, you know, I would be in awe just being able to travel up and down the road and be sitting in the seat and look over and say, I can't believe that I'm actually traveling down the road with Dr. Ralph Stanley. How did I come to this?
So he
went with him and mentored under Dr. Ralph Stanley and then started his own band in about 1971. Between 70 and 71, and Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. And I picked out one song that is a great standard of Larry Sparks that I think over the years, if you listen to the early recordings of it to what he plays it like today, it has really transpired into he's just an awesome guitar player, and this really shows his guitar work as well as his vocals, and that is John Deere Tractor.
Here's a letter from your son. Well, I think my city days are done, Mama. And it ain't been 3 weeks since I came. Hey, Mama, I do remember what you said. Say your prayers before you go to bed, son. And remember, city women ain't the same. I'm like a John Deere tractor in a half-acre field, trying to plow a furrow where the soil is made of steel. Boy, I wish I was home, where the bluegrass is growing and the sweet country girls don't complain. So much perfume, I thought I'd drown. And the Lord didn't seem to be nowhere around. Hey, I felt like a flower from the vine. Oh, she was pretty, Lord knows. Thought that she would bring me joy. She laughed, she called me country boy, boy. And after she had been so kind, I'm like a John Deere tractor in a half-acre field, trying to plow a furrow where the soil is made of steel. Oh, I wish I was home, where the bluegrass is growing and the firelight shimmers and shines.
Well, Larry Sparks, courtesy of our very special guest this afternoon, Mr. Doyle Wright, longtime host of Bluegrass. I'm going to go ahead and say that because you've been there for about 3 years, but you've been listening for virtually your whole life. It's just
a
real treat to have you in here today. And I know that you... the evening and weekend shows that we offer up here are volunteer. The idea is that these hosts and many for a long time, we believe in this music. There's like not just a love for it, but also like a desire to share.
Right. I'll just tell how I actually ended up here and what occurred to get that going. But I've been friends for quite some time with John Caskengay,
one of our account executives,
one of the account executives, and John, his sister-in-law and I were working together. I was teaching college part-time on my days off, and she actually introduced me to John and said he worked at WYSO.
And this was some time ago.
Yeah, that's been quite a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And so John and I actually talked on the phone, and I never really saw him in person until I actually came here.
Yeah.
But John would call me on the phone and say, hey, I've got a couple tickets for a local show if you'd like to go see them. And if you do, just go pick them up and what have you. And so after that going on for a little while, I told John, I said, I kind of feel a little off-standish, you know, to go to some place and say, hey, I'm with WYSO.
And when
I'm
you're not
actually
tickets, with WYSO.
And I'm really not. And if they said, where's the radio station? I go, I don't have a clue.
So maybe you should come out and have a tour.
So I told John, I said, you know, I also noticed that you had on Craigslist an advertisement for a host on the Bluegrass.
And that was Joe Colvin and
Joe
Colvin,
Steve Shaw. Had put that on there, uh-huh. And I didn't know either one of them. I'd listened to them for many years and knew who they were by voice, but not by person or face. So while I was talking, it just so happened that John said to me, he said, well, hey, why don't you go ahead and hook up with Joe, and I'll see if I can get you in. And if they are looking for a host, and if you want the position, I think you're going to fit in just fine because I know your background. So he connected me with Joe Colvin, and a couple weeks went by, and Joe called me on the phone. We talked on the phone for a little while, and he said, I think you might be who we're looking for. Why don't you come in and sit in the studio and see if this is really something you want to do, because the pay is zero.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Here's the benefits. Yeah. It's greatly satisfying, a lot of joy, but you get not a dime.
Not a dime. So I told him, I said, I wasn't concerned with that. I really enjoyed Bluegrass. I wanted to keep it alive in the Miami Valley, and I felt like this was a good position for me. So I came in, and I didn't really realize all the work that goes on behind the scenes. You know, I thought, throw a CD in, you sit back, relax. When the next one comes, you throw it in.
But it seems that way, but there's...
That's not how it works at all.
More.
You know? And I've had some friends come in since and said, wow, you're busy the whole time you're on the
air.
You
do not stop moving.
You do. You're busy, and you got to keep on top of it. Otherwise, the listener's going to have some dead air. So mm-hmm. I came in, and after a little training period with Joe Colvin and Steve Shaw, who took me under their wing, it turned out that this is what I enjoyed doing, and it seemed like I fit in. And I said, oh, I'll be interested in doing this. And next thing I know, they said, well, we've done all the training we can do. It's on you. So here's the keys.
Now go.
Get on down there to the station and do what you're supposed to do. So.
We're talking with WYSO Bluegrass host Doyle Wright. It'll be 3 years coming right up here, although he's been listening to this radio station, the Bluegrass we offer, since he was just a little one. Speaking about always being in motion and, you know, just hustling to keep the music on, it's certainly true for my work here of a weekday, but for Bluegrass music, because the songs tend to be shorter,
yes,
in general, it's sort of like early rock and roll. They're all like 2 minutes,
yeah,
right? At about 2 minutes.
We only have the 3 CD decks in here,
yeah.
And when we were transitioning to the new boards, and we were in the backup studio, and
we
had
two
CD decks
right.
over there, I felt like I was working double hard because the songs are short. They're very short. And you got to keep on top of them and make sure you got the next one loaded and ready to go, or you're going to have dead air, or you need to learn to sing or dance or something and occupy the time, because people are not going to like listening to the dead air. So.
If I ever find myself without song and or running out of song and nothing, I just start talking while my hands are moving, you know, putting the next CD in. I'm just talking and, hey, the weather, hey, this,
yep,
that.
Absolutely. Or play a commercial that you didn't have plans for, but you're like, I'm just going to play it. I don't care whether it fits or not.
We call those underwriters.
Underwriters, yeah. Underwriters.
Doyle Wright, who's just a delight, and that does rhyme. Bluegrass host here on 91.3 WYSO. We got one under 2 minutes here. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is actually is the to me, we had the king of bluegrass, and he's passed on, Jimmy Martin, and the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe. Both of those have passed on and left their legacy behind. They were just awesome entertainers and really did their part. And I think another great legend in bluegrass who ranks right up there with those guys is none other than Dr. Ralph Stanley. Mm. Great banjo player, great entertainer, and just all around. But what makes him stand out from the rest is he's a traditionalist, and he has stuck to that even into the new millennium. He stays right there with it. Some of the other bands that you listen to and you've been playing throughout your time, you'll notice that, you know, they're a little bit edgy, but they're still bluegrass. But
progressive
bluegrass. Out on the far edge. He's mm-hmm. not. He's still back playing just like he and his brother Carter started in the 1940s. this song that we're going to actually play here is one of my favorite that he does, and he does a great what they call clawhammer banjo style, and you don't hear a lot of that anymore, but there's no finger picks, and he strums the banjo, but it's a real fast-paced song, and this is one of my most favorites, and as a kid growing up, when I go to the festivals to see him, this is the song that I sat on the edge of my seat waiting for him to play, and it's always been a standard in his shows, and it's called Rocky Island.
His voice. I love Ralph Stanley's voice.
He is a traditionalist, even in the voice.
He's
done about it.
A lot of acapella. I mean, often I think of some of the most beautiful bluegrass acapella tunes that I've heard that seems to be Ralph Stanley. Now, has he done more, or is it just that I like his voice?
He himself brought what they call lining the song to bluegrass, and the old-time primitive Baptist churches, they do this
shape note singing kind of stuff? Is it an evolution of that?
The preacher or whoever's heading up the songs for that day will stand up and actually sing the verse or sing the first line of the verse, and then everybody else will sing it behind him. And then he'll sing the next one, and then they all sing it behind him.
So call and response kind of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a call and response. Uh-huh. And basically, Dr. Ralph brought that to the stage and was the very first person to ever play that. And he kind of stepped out on a limb because, you know, that was kind of a little bit edgy and something that people that were going to the festivals were not accustomed to. But it really became popular, and now you hear other artists doing it as well. Don Rigsby actually has a CD out that he has a song on there recorded where he lines the song.
Define that for me, to line the song?
To line a song is whoever's leading the singing for that day, like if they were going to sing Amazing Grace, they would sing the first line of Amazing Grace.
So it comes from the line, yeah, the actual line of the song.
The people at church that day or whoever was there would then sing that right behind him, and he would wait till they sang it, and then he would sing the next line, and then they would sing that one as well, and they call that lining the song.
Okay.
So Dr. Ralph brought that to bluegrass. He was the very first person to ever do that, and I read his book. I just recently read his book, and he was talking in the book about that, his biography, that he felt like he really was stepping out on a limb and was afraid the limb would break under him. But actually it picked up and took off and has been something he's put in his shows for many years now.
Doyle Wright, who brings us great bluegrass of a Saturday night and of a Saturday Sunday morning. Of course, Down Home Bluegrass on Saturday evenings at 6 o'clock. And you can turn in at, oh, my goodness, early on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
To
so
rise
I get up 4:45 to come in here. Now, that's a trooper
gracious.
Who's a volunteer right there.
No doubt. Doyle Wright, celebrating almost 3 years here volunteering on this public radio station and a longtime listener. Just a real treat to have you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you know, you can come by anytime, too.
Bless your heart. I'll do that as much as I can.
Yeah.
I do work during the day now, so it's a little tougher. I used to come by when I had
different
hours.
Yeah, you did.
I want to talk last thing, and I think I'd be remiss if I said that there is a lot of females in bluegrass that have really added to what bluegrass is today.
Hear, hear.
And they have really brought it full circle and made it, you know, what would bluegrass be without some of those female artists that are out there? Alison Krauss comes to mind if you
and
think of
her. She's really taken her roots and extended out.
She's crossed over a little bit
singing
into country,
with
some
Robert
pop.
Plant of all things. I love that she's that flexible.
She has a brand new CD out that's some of it's bluegrass, some of it's a little bit country, and some of it's probably a little bit closer to the pop. But she's got a brand new CD out that I think is going to do well for her, as well as Rhonda Vincent, who's in bluegrass. Rhonda Vincent, growing up in the Missouri, which is really strong in that area for bluegrass. A lot of bluegrass artists have come from Missouri. She does an awesome job. And this lady that we have queued up that we're going to talk about a little bit is Lynn Morris. Lynn Morris was one of the greatest voices ever in bluegrass, and I say ever, like in past tense, because she's not been out traveling for the last few years. Lynn Morris had a stroke some years back and hasn't been unable to travel. However, this year she feels well enough that she's going to do one appearance. And I think it's around the Maryland area that she's going to be at a festival there, and she's going to get the band back together, some of the original band members, and she's going to play for them. But she did leave with us before she stepped off to the side and quit playing bluegrass. She left some great CDs that you'll always hear me playing on Saturday nights and Sunday mornings, because she's just a great vocalist, a great guitarist. She is really an awesome addition to bluegrass and has left her legacy. And this song here, I think you'll recognize that she does an awesome job. Her vocals are so smooth. That's the thing that's great about her. She's awesome. I hope you enjoy this one. It's called Shoulder to Shoulder.
Baby, I'm talking about the lies you told. Doyle Wright, we have spent almost an hour talking about some bluegrass, and you know I'm talking to you. Feel like that I could learn a little bit more, but luckily.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Well, maybe we'll have a little, we'll just a little fun, like get up to a, every once in a while, checking in with Doyle. Doyle on Bluegrass.
Tune in Saturday nights, 6 to 9. I always try to have a great show on Saturday nights. Nothing is pre-planned before I walk in the studio, typically.
Isn't that great? I know we all have like a pool of sort of new stuff that's all, yep. We always keep it right in here in the studio, so the new stuff is always at hand. But it's the beauty of public radio, by the way.
I will bring with me on a Saturday night from my personal collection about 150 CDs, just in case I run out. But we play
because
about
the 20,000 in the library.
Yeah, just about the 20,000 over there makes me short. But I always bring because I sometimes have I have several in my collection that we don't have in the library, and I play them. And what's funny is I'll play it on Saturday night, and somebody will call Steve Shaw or Joe Colvin or Amy or Travis Lunkin, and they'll say, "I'd like you to play that," and they can't find it in the studio.
Like, yeah.
Well, Doyle plays
Doyle
that.
Doyle had it.
And I always laugh because, yep, I have it. It's in my personal collection. I will get you a copy if you
we'll
like.
We'll start some sort of a donor library here. It's just a part of what we do, bluegrass music on WYSO. Doyle, Cena, I'm so glad you came. I did not know that in 1966, WYSO was the first.
Antioch University, right here where we sit, right in the heart of it all, started bluegrass on campuses. A lot of people don't realize
that.
I just
am blown away by that.
Yeah. Right here in Yellow Springs, Ohio, it all started right here.
First college radio station to broadcast a bluegrass show.
Yeah. And we're still playing it. That's the great part.
We still are, all these years later. Doyle, thanks so much for coming by. You were kind enough to pick another one. And I think, actually, if we'll start this one. If you do one more, we'll just wrap up this whole hour with bluegrass. And it's a real treat for you to come by. Why have you picked this this gentleman we're about to hear?
This gentleman here, I actually got to see him when he was just a kid, and he was in a guitar competition, and he was probably about 12 years old, and he was just fabulous. He was
Where'd
awesome.
Where'd you see him?
I actually saw him on a TV program. Uh-huh. I still had the video, and
cool.
So here, some years later, I'm out at a bluegrass festival, and he appears with Rhonda Vincent. He's her guitar player, so I'm like, wow.
I know that kid.
That kid's made full circle, aww. And he's since left her, has his own band called the Josh Williams Band. His guitar style is none other than great. It is parallels and goes along with none other than the greatest that there ever was in bluegrass, and that's Tony Rice. And this particular song here is a Tony Rice cut that Tony Rice had recorded some years ago before he stopped singing. He only plays now. He's had some throat problems. But he recorded on this, and you'll hear both of them playing on this called Blue Railroad Train.
Doggone blue to listen to that old smokestack. The drivers are rolling on, leaving me here behind. Give me back them good old days, let me ramble down the line. Making me think of home. I hear that lonesome train, and I love to hear the whistle blow. She's taking the sun, beating the rain, making me wanna go. Company, it's many miles from where I am to the only one for me, and
I get so lonesome here, 'cause I'm waiting on the manifest. I hope that engineer is kind enough to let me be his guest. Free Blue Railroad Train, Lord, I said Blue Railroad Train, I said Blue Railroad Train.
With a lot of soul.
There you go. That's Larry Sparks and Carter's Blues.
Doyle Wright, thank you so much for coming by. And also thanks to Joe Colvin and to Steve Shaw and to Reed Jones, who was by for a little while. And we got
Reed's left Amy us and... actually for a big bluegrass band.
It goes together being a host and a musician.
Yeah, he plays the bass for Audie Blaylock and Redline now. And travels with them. So I wish him well. I still stay in contact with Reed, so I get to talk to him occasionally.
So tune in for Bluegrass on WISO, and you can keep track of Reed and also what's going on in Bluegrass right here on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and we're online at WYSO.org. Doyle Wright, thanks for being here. And any fun coming down the pike that we should know about? Any reason to be listening in?
I don't think they should ever miss us there tonight. There's always something good going on right here at WYSO from 6 till midnight. You know, I always try to promote Tom because Tom sometimes surprises us. He has a lot of live acts in the studio and brings bluegrass here, and we may have 3 hours of bluegrass, but then he turns around and has another 3 hours.
So. Don't miss it. Saturday nights on WYSO. Doyle, thank you.